This is to benefit the Breast Cancer Fund, the Mary Washington Hospital Foundation created in 2010. We are the philanthropic organization. We were founded in 1988 to raise funds for Mary Washington Hospital as well as our affiliates. And so the opportunity came to support a cause to support the Breast Cancer Fund at Mary Washington Hospital. And those funds are used for the hospital and its affiliates for a variety of uses, such as but not limited to the promotion of local breast cancer awareness, assisting families affected by breast cancer, and just supporting local programs, training, education, and equipment. So all of the funds go directly to Mary Washington Hospital Foundation's Breast Cancer Fund and remains in our community. We know that cancer itself is something that touches the lives of so many people in the community, and specifically, more specifically, breast cancer also affects a large part of the community. And we feel very proud to be able to offer a local option to support breast cancer victims and their families, and to support it at a very local level. And we are so pleased of the number of families and friends and colleagues who come to support this important program and initiative. And so, since our inception, we've raised well over $280,000 since 2010 through the generous support of sponsors, donors, and walk participants. And it's a fun occasion for something that's a very serious issue in our community. And it's such a beautiful sight to see so many breast cancer survivors who come out, and family members who are supporting this, people who have been impacted by cancer directly or indirectly.
Well, and Xavier, this just shows this is I, th th this event really does reflect Mary Washington Healthcare's commitment to both to community health and outreach.
Precisely, precisely. We are a local nonprofit organization, have been for over 125 years. So we don't have shareholders, we have stakeholders, and each and every person who lives in our service area and their family members are stakeholders. And so they have a vested interest in the success of the organization, because we're trying to improve the health status of all the people in the communities that we serve. So people feel very proud to be a part of something that's positive and yet fun, to pay tribute to the great work that's going on here at Mary Washington Hospital, and as it relates to breast cancer.
Boy, and you think about it, $280,000, just that the impact that has locally and on families. I just think of we talk about numbers and all of that, but all of these are these are particular families and people that
Exactly.
are being helped.
Yes, it's our neighbors, it's our friends, it's our colleagues, all who are benefiting from this, and that's why people feel so proud to come out and support it. And we call it the Power of Pink Breast Cancer Walk. And like I said, it's a local initiative, and it's a fun occasion. Like I said, we had lots of music and vendors, and we start off, with little dance routines and exercise routines and all. And it's a 2.2 mile walk on the campus of Mary Washington Hospital with a loop around Cowan Boulevard. So I'll start right there and start and finish in a large parking lot at the John F. Fick Third Conference Center, which is below Mary Washington Hospital Healthcare Regional Cancer Center and the Imaging Center for Women, and others may know the landmark of the former Moss Free Clinic building. It's on the back side of that.
It's more than just a race. I guess that's the thing, and especially when you talked about it, that everything stays local. We all wonder sometimes where the funding or where our contributions go, and in this case, it's all local.
Exactly. And we can't thrive and continue to exist without the support of the community, and hence the work of the foundation to raise funds and to disseminate funds. in the community. And it's just a very, very proud moment. It's people of all ages. And because it's a walk, it's not a competitive event, although we have some fun competition things that I'll talk about a little later. But it's a walk where people can walk with family members. We have children. We have sometimes pets. We also have the best dressed dogs or whatever. And people come in their favorite costume in pink. And so we have some awards for some of those categories as well. But it's really all about the power of pink and taking care of the people who reside in our community who have breast cancer, and to help them to really survive and thrive, those who are able to battle and fight the ailment that they have through breast cancer.
Well, and this is the kind of in the breast cancer fund specifically itself. This is something that individuals, businesses, and I guess organizations. This isn't just something to get involved in October. This is, I mean, you can contribute and help this fund all year round.
Exactly, all year round, because we are serving these patients sometimes 24 hours. A day. And so we need this continued support to provide some of those enhancements which help to help in the recovery process. So training and education and things like that are so important. Things like wigs for persons who may have lost their hair, things that we don't even think about that cancer patients, and more specifically, breast cancer patients go through.
And breast cancer is something we all know somebody. We all know somebody, either
Exactly.
a family member or someone in the community that has dealt with this.
Precisely, precisely. And this is a great way to support it. And the event is on October 4th, and we are still registering participants online. The deadline is that Friday the 3rd, but at noon. But you can still register on the day of the walk. But we encourage you to register before the walk to beat the $5 price increase and to facilitate the things that are going on that Saturday. If we can get people to register online,
Okay.
and you can go to Power of Pink, all one word, dot MWHC.com. And there you can register there on that site. Have a best dress contest. Like I said, all walkers are encouraged to participate in this contest for a chance to win a prize. So come dress in your best pink outfit. Outfits will be judged various age categories. So everyone has a chance to participate and a chance to win. We also encourage people to bring your dog, your well-behaved dog, your safe dog, dressed in the best pink outfit. And there are some wonderful outfits that some of these dogs are wearing. And lastly, we have the largest group contest. And so we will give an award to the group that has the most registered participants. Sometimes it may be an organization, sometimes it may be a neighborhood, sometimes it may be just a group of friends or our family or someone who are walking in honor of some particular cancer, a breast cancer patient. And like I said, you will find children of all ages participating, all the way up to seniors, and certainly a lot of breast cancer survivors. So we hope that everybody will come out and participate in this great event. So again, register online today at Power of Pink, all one word, can be all lowercase, dot MWHC for Mary Washington Healthcare .com. Power of Pink dot MWHC .com.
What?
And in advance, we thank you for the community's very, very generous support. And in particular, we thank all of our major supporters and partners and sponsors.
Well, it's a great look with so much pink. It does so much good, and like you've described, it's a fun event, and ultimately it's providing money to help the Breast Cancer Fund, which is just a great local resource for a lot of people. So thank you for Mary Washington Healthcare in the involvement with this.
And thank you for giving us a chance to talk about this exciting program and initiative. It's certainly, if it's not helping someone that you know now, it may help someone else that you may know in the future will benefit from the support of this initiative.